Concours Écricom 2003. Épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 2. Snuffed out. New Yorkers, whose New Year resolution is to quit smoking, have their mayor, Mike Bloomberg, to thank for making it easier. He signed a bill this week that bans smoking in practically all the city's 14,000 bars and restaurants. Smokers have already had a tough time since Mr. Bloomberg came into office last January. During the summer, new city and state taxes pushed up the price of a pack of 20 cigarettes from $6 to $7.50. To the mayor's delight, tax revenue is up sharply. Yet sales have fallen by half, slashed by a thriving black market in cheap smokes. Carloads are being brought in from nearby Indian reservations, and crates more are sold via the internet. More than taxes, therefore, New York needed a strict anti-smoking law. The new law toughens 1995 legislation that bans smoking in all indoor public areas, required special smoking sections in restaurants seating more than 35 customers, and reduced pathetic groups of people to smoking near the windswept entrances to skyscrapers, adding exposure to the risks of their habit. Surprisingly, the mayor met almost no opposition. The city council approved the new law by 42-7. Naturally, bar and restaurant owners protested, with some claiming business would drop by 20%. Also unhappy was Philip Morris, the world's largest tobacco company, which happens to have its headquarters in New York. Civil libertarians grumbled, but there were few protests in front of City Hall. Mr. Bloomberg argued that workers, particularly those in restaurants and bars, had to be protected from second-hand smoke. Because there are far more non-smokers than smokers in New York, the public was on his side. But many cigarette lovers, too, ground down by years of sermons, climbed on board. In America, only the very young or the very obtuse consider smoking a sophisticated thing to do. In their book Gotham, Mike Wallace and Edwin Burroughs note that New York's reformers often energetically purge a vice from one place, only to see it re-emerge elsewhere. Rudy Giuliani, Mr. Bloomberg's predecessor, whose obsession was naked breasts, not naked lights, won acclaim for ridding Times Square of peep shows, strip joints and prostitutes, but no one was particularly surprised when they quickly relocated to Brooklyn and Queens. A few last-minute concessions in the new law may allow a little latitude in any case. Smoking will be permitted in outdoor cafes and in the city's seven cigar bars, favourite haunts of Mr. Giuliani, as well as in any bar that has or builds a special smoking room that employees do not have to enter. The fine for breaking the law, between $200 and $400, is not too steep and could simply be an added cost of doing business in New York. Fin du texte, numéro 2.